So I just want to reflect a little bit about the UWC MUN conference that happened, in which I was acting as the Deputy Secretary General and the conference manager. So I think the experience was actually quite different to what I expected it would be like, and it really forced me to develop my, flexibility and develop my empathy towards other people. So I think in a, this my experience really showed me a lot about showing commitment and showing perseverance in kind of finally executing the ideas we had for debate. We did run into like many issues along the way, so during the actual time of the conference, it was important to important for us to overcome them in order to make sure that the debate that did come out of the conference was productive and was fruitful for everyone involved. So when our internet went down and we had to find solutions to kind of make sure that everyone could still participate, because MUN is an activity that does really rely on the internet for the spread of information, for the spread of documents, we had to be we had to kind of adapt to our circumstances and find solutions. So we developed a new way of spreading the internet, and we actually, I think I was quite happy with the way that we managed to fix the situation. Obviously it was a big hump that we had to overcome, but I think we did so. We also had some issues in terms of organization of some of the committees, so and it was hard for us to kind of, in some cases, it was hard for us to find a compromise between what was needed to be done in order for debate to proceed effectively and maintain, the time constraints, and finding a compromise with what people wanted and what people needed in order for debate to proceed. So we had some committees, like ICJ and ICC, where there was some there's some issues in deciding which case would be debating first as a result of the situations that are happening prior to the conference in terms of people dropping out and all of that. So we had to kind of be able to remain flexible, and while we did foresee there would be some potential challenges, I think we when we were in that situation, we were able to kind of rely on like what we had thought of before, but obviously there were still some issues that came up. And so it was hard. It was, I think it really taught me to be able to like find the empathy to be able to kind of convey ideas to other people, but it also showed me how I needed to be adaptable. Another thing that I think was quite interesting that came about in this conference was the idea of kind of recognizing the implications of your actions and your choices. So we did, part of the conference is that you have people from a variety of different backgrounds and a variety of different cultural contexts representing another country. And I think something that comes about is being able to toe the line between, staying true to your country's stance, perhaps being humorous, and actually respecting the values and the beliefs of other people. So we did have a situation where some of the delegates in our school were not being very conscious of that, the potential implications of what they were saying. And it was, and I think for us, we really had to ensure that people knew that they were accountable for like what they were doing and what they were saying. And because obviously you don't want to offend anyone at a conference, and the things that they were saying, I think, were really powerful to some people in the sense that they like really strongly offended them. And so it was important for us to kind of find a way to resolve that issue in a manner that led to, forward progress, but also was justified. So I think that was something that really came about that was quite interesting. But overall, I think it's a really informative experience, and it's something that I will remember for a long time. And overall, I think it was a really positive one.